Your drawings look so pretty. Do you know where you have to get off? Samana, hello? Do you know the stop?
Yes. Aren't you coming with me?
No. I have to run some errands. Where's the sun in the picture that you're drawing then?
When it rains, the sun hides behind the clouds.
Hello there.
Hello.
Here you are.
Fine, thanks. Good day.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Hello. Here you are.
Fine, thanks.
Hello.
Hello. Here you are.
Very well, thank you.
Next, please.
Excuse me, miss, is it your turn?
No, you can go ahead now.
Good morning.
Hello, here you are.
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Goodbye. Hello, madam. Are you here to make an appointment?
Yes, I am.
So, do you know what documents you have to submit?
Yes, I know the requirements.
Okay, then, let me give you an appointment for the 6th of October. Where did she go? Where did she go?
Ahmed, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. What's going on here? House cleaning?
I'm looking for a necklace.
Which one?
The one I wore at Vafa's wedding. I have to return it to Miss Rastigari.
Wasn't it yours?
Of course not. I never wear that kind of jewelry. I thought for once I'd look smarter than usual.
From the looks of it, you've searched this place several times.
Don't waste your time. It's not there. Have you seen it anywhere?
No.
Can I take a look in your room?
Are you telling me you're calling me a liar?
No. You know I'm absent-minded. I thought maybe I'd had put it on your desk without noticing. That can happen, right?
Come on! Come on, look over here, huh? Maybe it's in my bookcase! Come on, come here! Or look in my closet! Or maybe someplace else! Why do you think I hid it? How should I know? Or maybe Ms. Rastigari's necklace grew some legs and ran into my room! Come, come and look at my clothes! Didn't you want to search my room, huh? Come on, what are you waiting for?
But I never said you took it!
And I said I haven't seen it! Go, go search my room! Huh?
Azar Khadadadi?
Oh, yes, yes. Could you just please take a look at it yourself? I don't understand what it says. Before we go to the doctors, I'm so worried.
It's positive.
Positive?
Congratulations, you're going to be a grandfather.
Where you been? Taking a stroll in the park?
Don't I look like the type to stroll in the park?
Okay, okay. Did you bring it?
Wasn't that for clearing your debt? I sold it.
You were supposed to keep it in case. Why did you sell it?
Lower your voice. When you pawn something, you get back the money you owe. You didn't pay me back, so I sold it. Get lost.
What have you done? You ruined me. We talked about this. You shouldn't have done it. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do now?
Okay, now. Stop crying. I knew you were a baby and would act this way. I haven't sold it yet.
Give it to me.
You said you'd bring money. You still owe me.
Here, take the money. Just take it.
You're still a baby. You can't mess with me. You know, I was waiting for you to come get it. I didn't want to let you down, you baby. Next time, I'll only accept cash. Got it?
This time, even if you beg, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Believe me.
Hello. Hello, it's me, Mehrdad. Hello. Hello. I wanted to let you know that I'll be released on Monday. Hello? Hello? All right, goodbye.
Chances. Chances. Right. Happiness. You already said that. I did. Then maybe right minutes. Children. You already said that too. Do you want some help? No, you sit and write so you can finish it sooner. How many lines so far? Half a page in 2 hours. It has to be over before dark. But I told you I could copy the book. Copying would make it homework, not dictation. Now write. Then I'll wait for Ghazali to come, okay? We don't know when she'll be home. Write and get it over with. It'll do you good. It will be too late if you wait for her. It won't be too late. She always helps me with dictation. I said no. Why are you being so stubborn? Get on with your work. Fine, what do I care? Work until the sun goes down. Samane. Hello.
Hello.
How was your day? Did you get the results? What did they say? Tell me.
It's positive.
If you wait a couple of minutes, the water will boil and I'll get you something to drink.
I want to see what you're planning for today.
What's today?
Non, niente di interessante.
You're really getting good with the Italian. What does it mean?
It means nothing's happening. Tell me, what new books do you have for me to borrow?
Look what you've done to this book. The edges are all tattered.
I loved it. I've read it 2 times, and I still want it. It's such a great book.
Well, since you've got connections here, I haven't told you off yet. Otherwise, I should have revoked your library membership.
Well, it's a good thing I've got connections, then. What would you have done if I hadn't? I'll just tell on you, then.
Is it Saman?
Yes, hello. What's happened? Okay, hold on. Okay, now talk. Should I know you? Okay, now I know you. Stay there, I'll come and find you. I don't know when. You know how the streets are. I'll be there.
He's an early bird now. Come on, drink it. My treat.
I really have to go. I'm late. But I'll be back soon. I'll have a drink then. It's better hot.
Seriously, what's today?
Nothing. Nothing special.
Okay, come get your book. And could you please turn the shop sign around on your way out?
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
So you know exactly when it began?
Yes, no, I mean, I don't know. At first, I thought I was just being forgetful, and what was happening was normal. Surprise me, but I would soon forget. Objects in this house keep moving around.
Until your next visit, even if it starts raining fish, I want you to act as if everything's normal.
Am I crazy? Am I just imagining things?
Try and forget everything that happened. Forget everything that happened today, right?
But there are no problems in our marriage at all, you know. I trust my husband and I love him. I saw it myself. In order to prove I'm delusional, she only shows up when I'm alone.
Didn't talk to any woman today. What were you wearing today? Your daughter claims the woman was wearing the exact same clothes she was.
I saw his other wife. I spoke to her.
I still don't know who's telling the truth and who's lying.
Right now, we don't have any problems except for our childish illusions.
It's my dad's car.
Get a move on. I told you to stay there. I had to walk up and down the streets 10 times.
I couldn't stay here. I'd get a ticket.
Oh, what a law-abiding citizen.
Your name is Sweet, but you're so bitter. They told me you were nicer.
Stop the car. Stop it, I said.
What's wrong? I was only kidding with you.
I told you to stop the car. Are you deaf?
Why are you getting so angry, woman?
I said stop. What is it? Have you got a problem? Look who's mad.
But why are you so angry?
Am I mad or you?
You got really ticked off.
Listen, this isn't a picnic. If you want to work with me, I don't have time to play around, okay? Do you have the money or is that a joke to you too?
Yes, it's in the glove compartment. I want 2 packs.
Next time, you stay where I tell you to stay, no excuses. Now wait until I leave, and then you can go home.
Yes? Down in the lobby? Yes? Down in the lobby? Okay, I'm coming.
I found it behind the drawer.
Have you had lunch?
I had a bite.
Take it.
I didn't ask for money.
I said take it. Didn't you need money for a computer or something else?
It really was behind the drawer.
Hamid. Your dad is going to be released on Monday.
I heard the voice message. See ya.
Come on, you should really get up and see what day it is today. Why aren't you excited? Sleepyhead, don't forget our date, 2 o'clock, our usual place.
Bye. See you later.
When these are finished, I don't want you to work anymore.
Well, I don't think that you can do it on your own.
When the baby grows up, how are you going to work?
Well, I can work in these few months.
When the baby comes, everything will be fine. We've never been destitute, and we never will be.
I don't know how to break the news to Ghazali. You told me to wait and be a mother to your children. I was a mother to them, wasn't I? I raised them as my own. And now I've done nothing wrong. This baby will be one of them.
I'll tell Ghazali myself.
So, look what I've got. Is this what you wanted?
It's exactly what I wanted.
This guy must be really something, huh?
Mind your own business. Put it on my tab.
Do you know the difference between you and your boss? Your boss always pays me cash.
As if you always play cash yourself. Anyway, you deal with me now, not with Tamine. Just do it.
Oh, there's no arguing with you. So have you seen these? Check them out. They've only just now arrived. You should buy some and tell your boss, too. In fact, she was the one who ordered them. They look real nice on her.
I'm completely maxed out, but I'll tell Tamine.
Okay, that's good. What's up with your travel plans?
When the money comes, I'm leaving. I mean, we're leaving.
I told you he must be something.
And I told you to mind your own business.
Okay, I'm just asking. Mind your own business.
What's going on?
Why? What's going on?
The cops are everywhere.
Those cops pay us a visit every once in a while. Wait a minute. Do you have something? Of course you have something.
Be quiet and give me just a minute.
I'll be ruined.
Give them to me and be quiet.
Good morning, Colonel. Welcome to the store. What can I do for you? You do this community great service. Thank you so much for all that you do. Colonel, it belongs to one of my clients.
Where is she?
Well, she's in the dressing room, trying out clothes. I'm just a salesperson here. I don't own the store. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah?
I don't like the color of this one. Does it come in another color?
No, I'm sorry.
You know, your prices are very high, and the dressing room is way too hot.
I'm sorry, it's all we've got.
I would have bought it in another color.
Oh, well, why don't you drop by next week? We might bring more of this item.
Thank you.
Colonel, in these shops, everyone is young like me. We'd like to start families, and we'd like to serve our community just like you. Thank you again. You work really hard for us. Thank you so much.
Let's go, Captain.
I put it inside of the dressing room. It comes in one color. I'll add it to your account.
Miss, we'll bring more items next week. You should definitely come again, okay?
Buon compleanno.
Speak in a language I understand.
Buon compleanno.
Maybe you're swearing at me, huh?
Buon compleanno in Italian means happy birthday, my darling.
Oh, wow. Gazelle. I've completely forgotten. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my darling. Now, I did swear I said you're tasteless. Open it already.
Now, let's see what it is.
Be careful.
Then it's breakable, huh? One, two, three.
What? Don't you like it?
Of course. But it's too expensive these days.
Go ahead, put it on.
No.
Saman, put it on.
What am I gonna do with you? It's my birthday present. Look at me, I'm a regular Rockefeller.
What?
You want to know what time it is? But I can't tell you because this watch will break.
Saman, can you promise me something?
What? To take good care of it? Of course I will.
Promise me if we ever break up, you'll keep it on that same hour that we broke up.
Are you breaking up with me? Then I don't want this watch. I don't want to watch that.
Come on, don't make a fuss. It was just a thought.
Happy birthday, Saman. Saman, I'd completely forgotten, but Ghazale knew and she didn't tell me. Just an hour and a half ago, she tells me to bake a cake. I made it myself. Just FYI. Okay, blow them out. No, wait. Okay, blow this out. This.
Blow what?
Yeah, if you're mad enough.
Let me blow the other one. Come on.
One more. Looks like this just won't blow out. Oh, I forgot the knife. I'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
By the way, will you read this book?
I have so much to do, but okay. Lovely Bones? I don't like the title. What kind of title is that?
Never mind the title. It's really nice. It's about a girl who lives in heaven and talks about her life there.
Okay, I promise to read it. Should I pick you up in the evening?
No, don't. Don't you have a lot of work to do? I'll go home myself. Bye.
Goodbye. Hey, Ghazale. I really hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave.
How did you find this place? haven't we talked about everything? Everything?
Yes, we had. But I'm a human being too. What about me?
You should have thought of that before all this. Have I ever broken my promises?
No. You're such a lady. You're great.
Stop trying so hard to flatter me. Why have you come here with that expression that screams out everything? This won't do.
Please, let me see him. Let me see him from far away.
No. It won't do any of us any good. Not you, not me, and not him. Do you know me or not? Fatane, look at me. Do you know Tamine or not?
I know you.
Then be careful where you're going. Don't cross me again. Okay? There's nothing more to talk about. I don't want to hear about it anymore. You've always gotten your end of the deal, haven't you? From now on, you only come to our meeting place at the time we've agreed on, not here and not anywhere else. If you cross me one more time, I'll show you. Do you understand? Up to now, I've paid for your ID and everything else. Take this and get out. I said go. Don't stand here.
Hello.
Hi.
I thought you said you couldn't make it.
I finished work early.
Who is the lady?
A drug addict. Maybe a poor beggar. Who knows? People like her are everywhere.
Thank you. coming, Julie.